Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's special episode, we'll talk about an interesting concept called decentralized applications, DApps, DApps, and what it means for you as an investor. So if we jump into kind of the base of today's interesting story, it's basically the state of DApps, five observations from usage data, which is taken from April 2018. So recent numbers from DApp Radar indicate that DApps are nowhere near mass adoption. Some notable stats for the record: 312 live DApps or DApps, approximately half is decentralized exchanges, 25% is games, including collectibles, 5% is casinos, and 20% is scams or 100% speculative use cases. More than half of all DApps have zero transactions in the last week. Only 25% of DApps have more than 100 transactions in a week. So the basic the basis of this article is this one. It's on Medium. I will link it in the show notes in the Telegram channel, so make sure to join there. So what is really interesting is it starts with a statement: the dirty secrets of blockchains. They don't scale yet, aren't really decentralized, distribute wealth poorly, lack killer apps, and run on a controlled internet. Now, this is exactly kind of the situation with DApps or DApps that we're looking at today. Now, what is interesting, and I think this is especially relevant for you as an investor, the market in general has kind of cooled off a bit in the last, I want to say, week or so. We've seen a little bit of life coming back into the market, and everyone is back at it, looking at what is the next coin I can invest in, what is the next coin I can make X percent of gains. But people or smart investors are always looking at where the masses are not looking at. And I believe one of those areas that you could look at that nobody really looks at by the numbers are DApps or DApps. Now, decentralized applications basically mean that they are running on a decentralized network, meaning no centralized force can control certain elements of these applications. Obviously, these main categories that is also mentioned in these statistics is decentralized exchanges, games, casino applications, and other. Now, decentralized exchanges, we've kind of mentioned a bunch of times. Decentralized exchanges are a very interesting concept, but are very, very difficult to actually make work in practical terms. Liquidity is an issue, security is an issue, etc. So for now, decentralized exchanges might not be the killer application that is being built with DApps. The other things are games and casino applications. Now, casino applications, depending on where you live and what kind of regulatory or legal framework you have, casino applications are always a bit tricky. The main and interesting one is actually games. Now, largely collectible type games, excluding casino games of chance. Now, I believe that we will see one type of decentralized application, very likely that it's going to be a game, that is being built on a platform right now. The question is, which platform is it? We have seen in the last couple of months the appearance and kind of gaining mass interest of CryptoKitties. Now, CryptoKitties was kind of this interesting game where you could breed kittens and adopt kittens and kind of create them in a Tamagotchi type of way and actually sell them later for Ethereum. Now, it has gone so far that it has actually clogged up the network of Ethereum. So this is definitely kind of like it. A lot of people have played it, but still, according to the statistics in April, it is not that much that is being played. So CryptoKitties still makes around 30 to 40%. But other than this, it's not a lot that's being played. Then in the casino category, we have Etherroll, and in the DEX category, we have Fork Delta and IDEX as kind of the exchanges. I don't want to go too much into the details of this article. I think it's quite interesting, and you should give it a read. It's a quite a quick read. But nonetheless, what I think is really interesting about DApps and why I think DApps will kind of define a good investment, how you can kind of bank on the different coins by looking at dApps, is a statement that has been written here by Fred Wilson. So Fred Wilson is a VC in New York City. He invests with, I think, Union Square Ventures. He invests into different types of technology startups. And one of his portfolio companies is actually a company called Blockstack. Now, Blockstack is a new internet for decentralized apps. It's kind of like an app store for decentralized applications. And what the point that Fred Wilson is actually making is, the cool thing about dApps is actually, or the dApp network, is that literally when he opens up Blockstack and he has like kind of the web client open, any kind of application he sees here, he can join and start without problems. And I think this is the main interesting part about dApps, that you don't have to sign up for every single service. You don't have to do all these different things. You only need, in this case, in Blockstack's case, you need some kind of Ethereum account. And then when you have Ethereum to spend, you can use it, for example, if you need to buy something, if it's like a paid application or something like this. So this is really, really interesting. Imagine going into the App Store, downloading 50 apps and not having to sign up into for all of them, but just get in with one click. Now, this is, of course, this opens up a huge door for, be it application developers, it opens a huge door for platform developers, but it also opens a huge door for potential users. Now imagine, there was this, I think this crazy number, when Instagram, for example, launched on iOS, everyone was begging them to release their Android app. And I think once they released it, it took them like close to a week or a couple of days to reach actually 1 or 10 million users on the platform. And that's pretty crazy considering that Instagram up until this day had like 40 million of users. So imagine when you have exactly this type of model, this type of killer application combined with this type of model. That's where I think dApps can be really, really interesting in the mid and long term. So what you need to do from an investor perspective right now, look into your portfolio, one, and secondly, look into what's out there. What kind of blockchain technologies and blockchain and crypto projects are currently platforms? What platforms are being built on, are being developed on right now, and choose your investment accordingly. So for example, Ethereum is a sure investment because Blockstack and CryptoKitties and decentralized exchanges and all of these things are all built on Ethereum. So as soon as the network finds its killer dApp, it basically means that the whole platform will gain in value because people are using Ether to actually transact on the platform, on the application, and all of these things. So the value of the network, the value of the platform will go up immensely. So think about this that's my main point of this episode. Think about how, find out what kind of dApps potentially could be used, and one or two hints, look into what was working in the App Store. Look into what was working in the beginning of the App Store, what kind of apps were working, and all of these things, and then kind of start drawing parallels and maybe adjusting them. Look what's popular right now in the App Store and think about what could be kind of the next killer application and what platform it would be. It would work at on. You can also kind of diversify and kind of invest into the 3 to 5 main platforms and kind of bank on that, thinking that, yeah, if Ethereum goes up or if Icon goes up and all of these platforms go up, then potentially you might build on them. So this is kind of the thought I want to give to you this day. Nobody looks at this, these statistics speak for themselves. dApps still have a long way to go, don't get me wrong. So the fact that dApps are not being used is not a good sign. However, I believe that right now people are building dApps, are building on top of these platforms that you can invest in. And when an application like an Instagram, like a Facebook, like a Snapchat, any kind of application hits the market and goes viral, then the worth of this network will go up immensely. So think about this when you're doing your next big investment. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye.